Hi.
Hello, I took a drink as soon as you pressed record.
Sorry, I should have waited. So impatient.
Hello, and welcome to a very special version, a very special episode.
It is a special episode.
It's special because we're together.
We're actually not on Skype.
The sound once. Quality might be tolerable.
It might be quite intense for your eardrum.
Yeah, you're used to
me turn being... it down.
Yeah. But anyway, here we are to talk about episode 7. What the fuck is it called?
Oh shit. We've just watched it.
The Monogamists.
Yes.
I saw The Monogamists.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
I've watched it now we've just watched it before we started recording. So it's my third time of watching this episode.
It's my third too.
So we did attempt to record this episode about, was it last? Oh, it was last week.
Last week.
But we were just sad as shit, and it was so depressing.
We got halfway through of me just talking about my problems, and I was like, this is not entertaining. I mean, we're entertaining at best anyway.
It was just really depressing, because we were just so...
I was like, I've had the worst week, Lauren, let me tell you about it, for an hour.
It was a shitty week. It wasn't a good time to record the podcast.
It wasn't.
So sorry that it's quite delayed.
I know that you've all been really waiting, and I'm so sorry.
And I think we mentioned the last one, like, oh, we're going to do one every week now. And that was like 3 weeks ago.
And then, like, I've just fucked up my life, but things are better. We'll probably come to it, to be honest. We'll probably come to it.
So,
where to begin?
Where does it start?
The start of the episode.
So Big and Carrie are...
together now.
Together?
Supposedly.
Well, supposedly. So she thinks.
It starts with Carrie being like, the only thing that matters is the two of us. We're so wrapped up in each other, I've accidentally forgotten that I have friends.
Yeah, so we'll start with that. So she gets a call from Miranda, doesn't she?
And
Miranda's just like, oh, I recognise your voice.
Yeah, and then they meet up and she's like, oh, I'm really sorry.
It happens. Like, I don't think it cannot happen. Because
no,
you get
that's...
so kind of, I don't know.
Wrapped up in it.
Wrapped up in something.
And
like,
they
when you first meet
aren't
them.
Actually annoyed, are they? They're just like...
No, they're happy for her, which they should be.
So I know that some people, like, I would be a bit nervous because I think some of my friends would actually be really bothered by that, but I just think...
I have been before, I think, like when it's happened to me and then I've just been like, shit, I feel really, really bad for not just like catching up with somebody for so long, but...
Fortunately, I'm like flaky anyway, so no one would notice the difference.
Yeah, they'd be like, what, you've been with somebody?
Yeah, oh, I didn't... You've had a relationship for the last 6 months.
I didn't realise, but it was just you.
Yeah. So like, no one would notice, so it's fine. I can do that now. I've already set realistic expectations, like it's very hard to spend time with me.
But she so she meets them and it's all fine, and we find out what's been happening with everybody else. So Charlotte's like met the one, as she calls him.
Charlotte's met the one. We don't really know the time that's elapsed, but
it's not been that long.
Maybe a month.
Yeah, I would say about a month. A month is a good time to like.
But Charlotte's met the one. It's going super well. He's from a nice family, which, as we know, is Charlotte's number one criteria.
Tick.
And
he has a dog. Tick.
Lovely. But there's one problem. He, as they call, they call it blowjob tug of war, don't they? She has to play blowjob tug of war.
Yeah.
Which is basically him forcing her head down every time they...
And she doesn't want to...
She doesn't want to.
...perform, like, oral sex, but he is just, like...
Well, she doesn't continuously tell him at this point. She just kind of...
No.
Like,
she just plays the game of, fighting his hands, pushing her head
down. And we
down.
Were talking about it, and you were like, oh, it's happened to me, but then it happened to you when we were teenagers.
It happened to me. Yeah, we were... Yeah, I was very young. But it wasn't, like, aggressively or anything. It was just... It was more like a hint.
It's more like
a physical hint.
Someone who's not comfortable enough, like, with their sexuality and stuff to say it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's a teenage
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, a lazy thing, though. And it's not, like, they can't... You don't just ask for it. You
no
just kind
done
of, like,
it to
just
me
do
as an
it.
Adult. Has anyone done it to you?
No.
People just say it in words, and it was just perfectly acceptable. Say it in words, go for it.
Yeah, it's fine if somebody asks for it. Just don't fucking shove my head down
But
there.
I think Charlotte doesn't address it either. Like, if someone... I would be like, what are you doing? Like, you could turn it into a bit of a joke and not be angry about it and be like...
Yeah, maybe just stop and just be like, what is going on here?
Get your hands off my head! Stop
it is a bit of,
in.
Like, an elephant in the room, isn't it? And then, like, how awkward to just, like, go from that to be like, oh, so, what else should we do? Let's just have sex instead. Like, do they have... They must have had sex.
I don't know.
It's Charlotte. They might not have done.
Yeah, but those scenes that are all her, them like sitting on the edge of his bed.
Yeah, it's like you can't have sex unless somebody's giving you a blowjob.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess that's off the table. Go home. Yeah.
Yeah, or I just joke and be like, well, why don't you just... I just do it to them. See how they like it.
But they... Sorry, I'm eating crisps. When they talk about it, They're like, all the other friends are like, but what? How do you expect him to go down on you if you went and do it to him? And she's like, oh no, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, so if we, I asked you this earlier, didn't I? And I, like, it would be something that would bother us both, I think, if somebody was just like...
If someone said, like, it's absolutely fair enough, we don't have to like it, but if someone said, I will never I'll never do it.
Yeah, like, they're not open-minded.
Would that be a deal breaker? Enough and, like, to, like... Probably.
Maybe like it one day, yeah. It would, for me.
I think it's...
It's an awful thing. Is it? No, it's not, an awful thing to say.
And it's different for men, because sex is just easier for men.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah, like, a guy can come, like, in so many ways. Whereas a woman, like, we were saying, it might just be, like, a clitoral thing instead of vaginal, which is true. So imagine... Why is that funny? So in that case, it's kind of, like, limiting your options of, like, actually having an orgasm. Which is not, yeah, that's not,
it's not unreasonable.
That, I mean, like, it's not that it's still not fun, but obviously you want to be able to orgasm with your partner, don't you? So if they're not doing that, it's like, well, thanks, like, okay, you'll never make me come then, so deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, we can be in that relationship, but just know that I'll never be fully satisfied.
Man.
And what do they talk about? They talk about, oh yeah, and she's just saying that she doesn't like doing it anyway.
And then she has to worry about, like, swallowing and stuff like that. What's your preference?
I don't think I have ever encountered anyone in my life who doesn't.
Who doesn't swallow.
Any girls, any
friends? I can't, I've never, like, held it in my mouth and, like, run up, like, what would you do?
I'm choking on my crisps.
Drink some Prosecco.
I will drink some Prosecco. A big gulp. Sorry.
Oh dear. Yeah, I don't think
you also.
I don't think I've ever done it.
You're just maximizing the amount of time it's in your mouth and
you can taste it.
Like, just swallow it. Just get rid of it.
You're getting rid of it either way, so just fucking swallow it, and then it's done. And then you just, if you don't like it, you just drink some water or some juice or something or whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's in your mouth. Like, what? I mean, what? Difference?
Have you ever had it when it is, like, particularly bad?
Yeah.
So, yeah, same.
But you still... I don't think I would even mention it, because it's kind of, I feel like it's rude.
I would just, it is rude.
I would just deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I don't think anyone has ever said to me, like, oh, no, I don't swallow.
Imagine if someone said to you, like, I really don't want to go down on you because you taste really bad. Like, I would.
Yeah, that's...
That would bother me for the rest of my life. That would make you so insecure,
wouldn't it? Yeah. It's weird, isn't it, with, like, oral sex? Because guys, you have guys that will be like, oh, you taste so good. Like, what, do you not like it? They'd be like, I love the taste of you.
No, that makes me feel sick.
Why? I think that's quite sexy, but it is a bit of a thing that they just say. Like, I don't actually know if it's true. But then, for a woman, you wouldn't, like, give a guy a blowjob and then be like, that tastes... Don't say delicious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen. What's the difference between delicious and you taste so good?
Well, you wouldn't. I'm sorry.
I think people do.
It's nice and salty.
I just don't lie.
Semen in my mouth.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
Is it something... I really want to know. Is it something that they just say?
Or do they actually...
Because it is a bit of a chemical thing. It's something that used to say to me. He's like, oh no, it's, if you really like the taste of somebody's horn or just like juice, like whatever you would call it, it's like a chemical thing that means you're like more connected to them because of that.
I agree.
Who you ask?
I agree, because I think that, you know, we talked before about like lying in bed and stuff with people who have a bit more, because I've got loads left. Lying in bed with someone that you don't feel totally comfortable with.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that when you wake up and they're obviously like, you smell them and they have morning breath and stuff, and it is a bit disgusting.
Yeah.
Once you know that person and you like them, it's not disgusting. I just don't notice it.
Yeah.
You actually like their smell.
Yeah,
so that's probably true.
No, it is. I think in terms of like the science of it, it isn't completely true. But then what if they don't really know you and they're just like, oh, like, I loved how you taste.
What do you say back? Thank you.
No, I think you just say something else.
Are they expecting a response?
No, I don't think they... They just want you to know, don't they?
Yeah. Right, I'm saying to Robin.
They must think it's a massive turn on, obviously, for you. Like, that isn't the case, because you would vomit. Let me just go throw up about it.
That everyone listens to this podcast.
Don't ever tell Lucy that you like the taste of her, because she will throw up in your face.
I just feel like every conversation we have like this, you're just like, no, this is great, this is sexy, and I'm just like, I hate everything.
I think it's sexy.
Don't speak to me.
I do think it's
sexy. Don't look me in the eye.
Fucking judge me. I do think it's sexy, but only if it's genuine. Like, that's what's sexy about it, because then it is, like, a chemical thing. If they're just saying it, I mean, like, fair dues, like, you're just kind of wanting to turn someone on. But I'd rather them not say it at all, like, if it's not genuine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just don't say it.
Yeah,
like, I'm not waiting to hear from, like, oh, Lucy, I'm really worried because I've not heard yet, like, how good my cum tastes.
I told you, didn't I? I don't know if we've said this in a podcast about someone that I slept with that weeks later, like, I slept with them a few times, but not many, maybe like 3 or 4. And he texted me like weeks later, like offended. Like, we ended up like just having a text conversation.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't get feedback.
A few weeks later, and he was like, you never said anything about like it being good. And I was like, baffled. Like, yeah. Oh, you'd been waiting. For me to...
Yeah, that's not something you would definitely... Yeah, no. Like, it's nice if somebody says it, like, but then that's just more of, like, in a conversation, isn't it, with somebody, because you're, like, intimate with them. It's not because, like, you're just waiting to get, like, a result back or...
Yeah. Like, exam results.
Like, say out of 10. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's just not... Yeah, that's... Yeah, that is weird. I do think it's weird that someone just mentioned that out of the
blue. Do you know who else said that, actually?
What he wanted to, but do you know what it was probably because, like, that, like, is it because his ego is so big and, like, maybe he just needs to hear it from everybody? So,
but again, it was,
he knows it's the same
ages later, and he said it in the same way of, like, we never like said whether it was good. And, like,
I
mean, it's happened twice now, so I'm like, maybe I'm not vocal enough.
Maybe you need to give more feedback, Lisa.
Maybe I need to give more feedback.
Yeah,
maybe it was when anyone says anything like that, and I'm just like, shh,
yeah.
Less words. No, to be fair, like, in the moment, like, I do quite like those things. But you know, like, when you get into things in the moment and then, like, it's over and you're disgusted with yourself.
What do you mean? What, that you said stuff like
that?
Like,
you say things, you've let them say things, and then, like, it's over.
Well, during, like, sex, you mean?
Yeah. And then afterwards you're like, I hate myself.
Yeah, like...
But you say things that are really cringe.
What do you say?
Well, any kind of, like, dirty talk. Like, in the moment, fine. Afterwards, I look back, probably unembarrassed for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I have to bury it.
I don't know what I would say that's, like, dirty talk.
Anything.
Moment.
What, oh, even Robin just said, ooh, good question.
Ooh.
But
so we've just asked somebody about this.
I said basically, do men actually like the taste of going down on girls, or do they just say
it? Or do they just say it?
I think it's more the latter.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised by that at all.
You just think it's a thing that's nice to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same. Do you know what? I'm not surprised at all. And I bet it, ask him this as well. I bet it's the same where, like, guys say it's their favourite thing to do. Ask him that. Because every guy says it's their favourite thing.
I don't think anyone would pick it as an ice cream flavour. Okay, so also...
So also ask.
And when they say it's their favourite thing...
When guys say it's their favourite thing to do, and they get, like, a real kick out of, like, going down on a girl, which... What?
No, just because...
Why did you look at me like that? Many guys say that.
Yeah, they do, and that's what I was going to say. I'm going to say that they say that because they think they're the only one, and they don't realise that everyone says that.
Yeah, no, it's so
they
grim.
Think you're going to be like, finally a man.
I do genuinely think that, though. They think they're the only person in the world that likes, like, can say that they like it, and I've never heard it before in my life. That's what I mean. It's just always a constant. Go on,
right, sorry. I'm saying, and when they say it's their favourite thing, is that also a lie?
Not a lie, but is that or also just because they or they it. Know a, like a girl wants to hear that? Because you do, because yeah, that's a great thing to hear. Again, though, I do just think it's because they think it's the right thing to say to, like, turn you on,
and maybe there's nothing like wrong
or to make
with
you
that.
More like especially if you haven't, like, slept with the person or done anything, like, it maybe but they
like
think it would make you maybe they would make you more attractive to them in that way, like, that you're gonna do it,
yeah,
like, you're gonna sleep with them because it's like, she'll sleep with me if I say this to her. I mean, like, just knowing what to say, yeah. And it working for them,
that's true, because half the time I am like, it's not worth it, is it? I can't be bothered, so you need an incentive.
So when a guy
I'm sorry said, if you're listening to this and you're in any way interested in me, because lower your expectations, like, literally rock bottom. I have nothing to offer you. Nothing.
Oh my god. Like, some guys might actually really, really like it.
Yeah, they might.
But they can't say it as, like, a general thing. Surely it just depends on the person. That's why I've always been confused about it, because it's like, so any girl you would just love to go down on.
Well, I have a friend. that says she loves blowjobs, like loves and would prefer it to sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not heard that before.
Mm. And I just, no.
No, I mean, I can enjoy it, like, if it's, yeah, like, with the right person, and they're, like, obviously, if you want to turn that person on, and they're, like, yeah. That's sexy, but...
With a right person that you don't know, like, a one-night stand, I don't, not really? Always would really want to, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's more intimate
than... Oh, you know, while we're talking about oral sex, can we just talk about the 69 position thing? Is this just, like, a fucking thing that everyone
I hate it!
When anyone ever says, like, you know, if you're dirty talking to
somebody... Oh, God, they always do.
Don't they? And I just think, fuck no. Like,
it's so uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. I feel so unattractive. Fucking no.
No.
And I'll do it and I'll always... And then it's
I'm at the point now where I say
I would anymore.
Not into it. Like, it hurts my arms. I don't want you seeing me from that angle. I just don't mind.
And also, I can't, like, enjoy it. You know, like, if a guy's, like, licking me out and I'm trying to give a blowjob, like, I can't enjoy what's going on down there.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Because I can't focus. I'm just thinking, like, because all these do is frosting in my face. So all I can think about is, like, I know I've mentioned it before, but I have quite a small mouth. And all I can think about is, like, I just want to make sure, like...
I don't die.
It's okay. Yeah.
I'm just trying to breathe.
And I don't, you know, and there's no teeth involved. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, it's awful. I'm really sorry. Like, I've never encountered a girl that likes it.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better because it's fucking grim. It's so uncomfortable.
I hate it. So he said, I mean, it's nice to give someone pleasure. I'm not sure the act's inherently fun by itself. The fun derives from giving someone that pleasure, I feel.
Okay, yeah. So then
it's not. So he's saying it in the same way we're saying it.
Yeah, so it
like,
just
it's
depends
nice
on...
To turn someone on.
Yeah.
I agree. This is how I feel.
Yeah, so I don't understand why guys like 69ing so much.
No, it's... Why? No, it's no. I mean, they probably like that angle and that view, to be honest, but I hate it and we'll
enough, but it just doesn't make me feel, like, attractive. And it's... I don't, like... Not in, like... I don't feel like... Not that I have, like, confidence issues or anything. It's just, like... It just...
I would rather be 100% comfortable.
And just do it, like, take your time and do one at a time.
I'm just over doing things that I don't like to please people.
I don't think I've ever been able to come in that position.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about before we actually started recording that you can't be in the right headspace.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Right, so what happens?
Okay, so next.
So, blowjobs aside, they then see as they're leaving, big with a woman.
Oh, so this is the same, kind of scene, isn't it, where
he's
with somebody else and Carrie's like, oh, that's big, I'm just gonna go and say hi. She's super cool about it. She's just like, oh no, like, it's like, no, he's just with a friend, whatever. And they're a bit like, what the fuck, like, he's with a girl. She goes over, doesn't she? And then she's like, hi.
And it's immediately awkward, and she's like,
yeah, she tries to make it unawkward. She's like, hi. And then
it's his reaction that makes it awkward, that he's weird about it. So she's like, can we just talk for a sec? And then she's like, you want a date?
Yeah, and then he's like, sort of.
She's not angry about it. She's just like, what the fuck are you on
a
date?
Yeah, she's confused.
Mate,
this is a kind of, I hate this, because it just reminds me of, like, when you think you're on the same page as somebody, and then you just realise, like, all of a sudden you're just not. And, like, things just aren't the way that they were in your head.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, for the last however long the time was, like, let's say a month, like, she's just been consumed by, like, this possibility of a relationship with somebody.
And he's been the only person.
Yeah. So, she finds out that he's then, like, dating somebody else. It's just...
Yeah. And you do feel kind of stupid. And I think it's the really sad thing about dating at the moment, because this is a stage of a relationship where you're just getting to know someone, and, like, it's all about them, and you should feel really excited.
And you're committing to them as well. Like, even though you're not, like, you've not made it kind of official or anything, that's so irrelevant. Like, you're committing to
feelings,
that person.
You're committing feelings.
You're opening up to them, you're finding out more about
them.
But
you just, the sad thing is that, like, I feel at the moment you just really can't, because you can't open yourself up to that.
And because you know that as well, you then automatically put that defence up and that wall up, don't you?
Yes, and it's the weirdest, it just won't work, because you know that you can't enjoy this period of a relationship, so it's not fun when it should be, and you're not giving your all, and you're not showing them kind of, like, the best of you, just because you've got this guard up.
Yeah, because you're just terrified of getting hurt.
And then it never works, which is sad, and it's kind of, I guess, probably part of the reason of things, like, I can talk about it now, I'm not sad, about, like, I think both of us had this same guard up, neither of us really put time and like an effort into making it work because we were...
And it's sad as well because there probably was potential.
There definitely was.
You could both see, but it's just the fact that it... you just didn't put that effort in.
It wasn't the right time. Like, there's nothing wrong with him that I can say. And he said the same to me, like, maybe there is and he just didn't want to tell me. But I feel like we are with that on the same page.
Yeah.
But it's sad, like, he's my best friend, but...
No, I'm your best friend.
Yeah, he's my ex-best friend. We've got these friendship bracelets and I broke mine.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my God, I gave Tom a friendship bracelet and he used to always have it on. And I remember when after four years, he never took it off. And I think it was like 3 or 4 years and it came off and he just messaged me this picture and it came off. But then he's
literally what I did.
He'd like tied it back together with strings.
I broke mine, so I think I probably archived it at my dad. So I just sent him a picture being like, anyway, yeah, no, last time we recorded, I was sad about it. No, I'm not really. Oh no, I was, the reason I was sad is because, I'll tell you, I know.
No, that wasn't the reason. Well, that like added to it, but it wasn't the...
No, the reason I was sad was because I was like, right, cool, I'm going to date. It's going
to
be great.
You got back into dating. You know, you kind of know what to expect.
But I went on two and neither of them were good. One of them, like, the person was nice, but we didn't, like, click, so fine. The second one, like, we really, really did. And then things just, I won't go into any more detail, but things just got a bit weird and awkward. And then,
oh, yeah.
But to me, like, I could go, that's just normal. Like,
could we talk about that, maybe?
Okay.
I think it's something to talk about.
Because
before we do talk about this, obviously we don't really know how guys feel about this, and
I don't.
And I don't want to be like, I don't want us to come across like sexist, or we probably have like in all of our episodes. But this is obviously something we can't relate to.
I don't understand it. I didn't even realise that this could be a problem until I was telling and I was like, so this happened and I don't get it. And he was like, that's the worst thing ever. He must be so embarrassed.
Yeah. So basically the guy couldn't get an erection.
And he got weird about it. Like, it's happened to me before where people have just... it's happened to me so many times. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
But then when I've said it to guys before and they've been bothered and I've said, like, I mean, it happens to everyone, it's fine.
I think their it's quite... It's just so common,
that,
isn't
but
it?
Their reaction to me saying that to them, that, no, it happens, it's fine, is like, really, does it?
Yeah, because like, so guys obviously don't
talk
about it.
They talk about it to each other. And yeah, they, obviously, the men that I sleep with haven't slept with as many men as I have. So they, like... They've never experienced it.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that happened. And he got a bit weird about it and just started just doing weird things. Like, he was playing music and he kept just being like, this song's shit, isn't it? Should I change the song? And I was like, it's the song.
He was probably just really embarrassed. Yeah, it's happened loads. Like, especially when you've been drinking, like, all night. Like, fucking hell.
We have been drinking. Like, I didn't realise until the next day because I didn't really feel drunk. And I didn't realise till the next day that we'd had a lot. Like, we had about 5 gin and tonics. And then we came back and had, drinking port. Yeah. So that's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. And if you're knackered as well, like, if you'd been to work.
So. Yeah, we had. And I'd been out the night before.
Like, I think for a guy like that, it's probably just really hard after that.
Yeah, fine.
And it doesn't mean, like...
Maybe I'm fooling myself and he just didn't fancy me. Maybe he saw me naked and was like, fuck no.
No, that's not... I think that's a really, like, that's quite a misconception of, like, a woman's view on it. And I think it's quite unfair to guys, isn't it? That you would just, like, have that... It's quite a natural thing for a woman to do, to be like, oh, it's obviously because of me and da-da-da. But that, I don't think that is the reason from what I've talked to guys about, like, friend guys as well, like, in the past. Like, it's just... something that can just happen. It doesn't mean they're not turned on or they're not horny. Like, it's just that they just can't. It just isn't there.
Yeah. But anyway, that's...
It's a shame that he felt so uncomfortable.
I think that he is also a dick because he could have dealt...
Oh, he's 100% a dick.
He could have dealt with it better afterwards. And, like, he really took, like, 2 days to text me back and then he eventually did and it was just really weird.
It was that thing, what do you call that?
Breadcrumbing.
I had never heard of this.
So I heard this on another podcast.
It's such a weird term for it.
But it's, like, giving people, like, little breadcrumbs.
To make yourself feel better.
So that, like, I've not totally ghosted you because I'm not a dick. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, so I'm really a nice guy. So I'm just going to send you a message and then I'll be the last person that sends it.
I'm just going to send messages to you that are really boring. So, like,
so that you don't want to message me back.
And
that's awful.
But if we ever talk, because I unfortunately work with him, so if I ever encounter him and we have some conversation, then I can just, and he says, like, you didn't text me back, I can go,
what would you say?
Pal. We know that's not the case, is it? Like, yes, I didn't reply to your last message,
you could
but
just
like,
be straight with him. And that would that's probably what he deserves as well. It's just like fuck you for doing that.
Don't turn this around on me, my friend.
I hate that they turn it around on you.
And anyway,
like it was your decision.
The reason that it bothered me is that that's never happened to me before. That like, the only time I've ever been like ghosted really by someone I've been on a date with is when like there's nothing really been anything between us.
Yeah, so someone just doesn't. Or you've just fucking made it clear that you're not interested.
But I've never got into a situation where like I felt like we lied to each other so that I did go back to theirs, and then after that, if they've ignored me, that's never happened. So, and I think I was also upset about and stuff, so I took it harder than like I would. I clearly wasn't ready.
It was just a bad, yeah.
Yeah, weird. But anyway, I'm fine now, I don't care. I'm just like gonna not date anyone.
For a while.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's just good to have a breather, isn't it?
Well, I would if I met someone. Like, I'm very open to just meeting
someone.
Yeah,
no, of course.
I'm
don't
not
look for it, yeah. I think that's always a mistake people make when they're kind of end up on, like, because you expect so much from a date,
I think
sometimes you see stuff that isn't there as well.
I think if you're specifically looking, you're looking for a reason, and you need to kind of think about what that reason is.
Yeah.
Like, my reason was that I just felt kind of, like, lonely, and, like, I needed
you felt shit, so you needed, like, that.
I needed to just immediately fill this hole that he had left.
It's distraction,
and
it
was just, like, that's
and it
not
does
the
help
right
for
reason.
For a while, but, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Sex and the City. The next thing that happens is they see Skipper. So Carrie's gone to dinner with Miranda or like lunch or something, and they're sitting outside.
Yeah, they're having food, and then Skipper walks past with his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Looking very like nice and affectionate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Miranda's obviously like, who is this bitch?
Yeah, so they come
in
over.
In Miranda fashion.
And they come over and chat, and she's lovely. And then they walk
she's
away.
She's super nice.
And then they walk away, and Miranda's like, who the fuck was that asshole?
She was like, who is that self-important bitch?
And Carrie's like, she seems lovely.
I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Let's get some perspective here.
And then she's like, oh, it looks like he's been, like, working out. Has he been going to the gym? Oh, I have done it. Like, it's so bad. Like,
I
have. Like, when you kind of, like I was saying, like, you pie someone off and then, I don't know, you see them and then they're just suddenly, like, attractive to you again.
Because
like,
you can't
a weird
have them.
Way. Not because you can't have them,
is
but
that
because...
not like I said, like, the need to win?
Yeah.
That's not, like, a competitive
it's
thing.
Maybe it is. I don't even think it's a competitive thing. It's just, like, sometimes... I think it's almost like you want a... Oh, God, it sounds awful. It sounds like such a guy thing to say as well, but, like, sometimes with certain people, you want that little bit of a chase, and then it's, like, when someone's... If it's somebody like Skipper, like, the super nice guy, and it has happened to me where they're just constantly there, and, like, giving
smothering.
You, like, being, yeah, smothering and needy. And then once they're kind of, like, they've taken a step back and maybe, like, moved on a tiny bit, you're suddenly like, oh, okay, this, you know.
Now you're tolerable.
Yeah, now I could, like, maybe,
the issue,
like, enjoy this a bit more.
The issue that I had with you was gone, so now you're, like...
But also, in Miranda's case, like, she doesn't want to get, like... She doesn't want to go out with Skipper. Like,
no, she
just
doesn't.
Wants to have a bit of fun because, like, he's just, like, in, you know, he's got this new girl and he seems, like, really attractive because of that.
So immediately afterwards, she calls him and he's having sex, but because it's the 90s, it goes to his voicemail and the voicemail plays and she's like, hi, it's me, Miranda, just thought we should go to dinner.
So
he
while...
screams.
So while he's having sex with his new, the girl he's seeing, he picks up the phone... And talks to Miranda and she's like, oh, hi, like, I think we should just have dinner sometime. And he's like, yeah, definitely. And then they're like, oh, yeah, how about, are they like tomorrow night or something?
Yeah.
And then
he's literally on the phone whilst his penis is inside her.
Yeah, and then hangs up the phone and he's like, oh, I don't think this is really working because basically, like, this girl that's just called... Like, she...
I love her and she wants to get back with me.
And she wants to get back with me. No, Skipper! That is not just what happened at all.
She said, like, oh, it'd be nice to catch up. Were pretty much her words.
And that has... And it does happen then, that when you just suddenly, like, oh, no, it's got intense again. This was a mistake.
Yeah. And then immediately he's like, I broke up with her, Miranda. It's me and you. Let's do this. She's like, what? No.
She's like, no, let's just have fun and keep it casual. And he's
and he storms out.
And then
And meanwhile, Carrie is storming out, isn't she, of this party she goes to with Big.
Yeah, so she goes to, like, one of his friends, isn't it? parties, and as they get there, this woman like throws like kisses big,
oh,
like
on the lips.
She's like, "Oh, look at me!"
She's doing exactly what you're doing now. She's like flicking her head,
and
her
she
hair.
Flicks her hat.
And then he sends her car, and he's like, "Oh, we did some traveling.
We did some traveling."
And she was like,
"And she's like, fuck off."
And then they go. He's like, "Anyway, let's go meet."
So that's
Max,
one like
his name is Max strike. Is the person whose party is. So they go over to him, and he's like, "Max, hey, this is the girl I've been telling you about."
He's like,
Julia!
Carrie's always like, "Nope, wrong woman again." Yeah. I mean, you'd feel pretty like belittled, wouldn't you? Like,
yeah, and she leaves, which I think, like, I think in that situation, I would probably leave as well. But
yeah,
it's not
fully acceptable.
Not in a like a fuck you way, but I'd leave in a like I'm pissed off, like me being here.
I think it's the same way that pissed off, but also just like,
there's no point.
Just hurt by the fact that you're just obviously not in this. Like, this guy just isn't in this place where you thought that you were both in.
Yeah.
And that it seemed like something that it just isn't.
I know.
And then he's got this whole other, like, all these other women going on. And it's just like, this is just not what I thought it was.
Oh my God, I never want to date again, Lauren. I never want to date again. What am I going to do?
What is going to happen?
What's going to happen? This podcast isn't going to get me anyone.
Okay.
I've come across as sexually neurotic.
It's going to, like, make us, like, come across as so much worse. I'll just avoid those two, like, fucking posting their shit on the internet.
We've drunk a whole bottle of Prosecco and only eating crisps and toast.
But we are going to go and have fun at Peddlers and drink Cosmopolitans because we can't remember what they taste like.
Yeah, so...
what does a Cosmopolitan taste like? I think it's just cranberry and vodka.
I'm actually
but
drunk.
That doesn't make,
I'm going to Google it.
That doesn't make a cocktail, does it?
Do
two things make a cocktail? Two
no, of, because that's like a gin and tonic.
No, that's like a mixer. That's a mixer.
Have you got any funny stories to make this entertaining? Oh my God, you do!
What? Should I play some of it? That's really
fucking
bad.
Play it.
Okay, so somebody, how shall I introduce it? Though?
So we've mentioned this guy before, and he is the one who did the thing with the shoes. So for context, Lauren was kind of seeing him a bit. Like, it wasn't really ever serious, was it? Because he, it turned out, had
well,
a girlfriend.
What? Yeah, no, but I mean, it was a little bit serious after.
It was serious.
Like, when he was single, like, when I was at the same time.
But there's only so far it can go when you know that person has cheated on their girlfriend with you.
Yeah, yeah. So we did have a connection, and, like, we did have a friendship there, but he's just somebody that I knew I would never, ever be able to trust, and I was very open with him about this, and I always said to him, like, I don't think I could ever trust you because I just know too much about you.
He really is a
compulsive
liar.
He would always be like very, he's a compulsive liar, he's a bit of a psycho, but he would always be fully open with me about like his past, and that's what just made me think, like,
which is in a way nice.
And he felt that, yeah, but he sees that as being like a really good thing for our relationship. But obviously to me, it's just like fucking alarm bells. So yeah, so he's recently had a child.
Yeah. So now he's got a fucking baby, right? And then he texts Lauren being like, "Hey, my girlfriend's on holiday, let's hang out." Which red flag immediately. And he sent her basically a schedule of the week that my girlfriend's away, why don't we do this and this and this and this? He's listed like five things. And you were like, how about a coffee at 5 p.m?
So, yeah, so I decided I wasn't going to meet him, but then I thought, do you know what, I'll catch up with him, just see how he is. We do kind of get on, we have a lot in common, and we've got a lot of history, so I just thought, yeah, we'll catch up. Keep things, we ended up going for a coffee, and then we did end up going to the pub, but it was because he was taking Spanish lessons.
I was on a train, so I was on a train from Edinburgh to Sheffield, where I am now, and it was like 4.5 hours, so Lauren was sending me, like, gems that he was sending. As like secret voice notes.
So I decided, like, I just don't like.
And I think if you're telling yourself as it's happening, then you're not being like taken in by it.
Yeah.
Like, if when you're listening to him, you're recording it and going, "Oh my God, this is."
I fully recorded like conversations of just stories that he told me, and it was just. I mean, it was just to send to you.
One of them, especially as someone who is like me, who is a completely like independent observer and completely removed from the situation. Like that one about the bush is fucking insane. So he told.
I'm fine.
So for the first. Like, the context for this, because it's two separate recordings, he starts off saying, telling Lauren about this time he cheated on his girlfriend. And he's just going like, oh my God, the sex was amazing. She was amazing.
Yeah.
But then he got his back really scratched. And she'd ripped off his shirt, so he pulled the
Yeah, so he was obviously going back home. Like, he was scared shitless that his girlfriend would then see this and be like,
what's all over your back?
Yeah.
So this is someone who is obviously still trying to win over, like, Lauren is... And he thinks that this is a story that makes him come across well. Like, he was telling this like it was a hilarious, funny story. Like, oh, look at me, I'm such a lad. So that happened, right, where he'd cheated on his girlfriend with this girl, scratched his back, came home and thought, how can I cover this up? So went in, and as he was coming up the drive, saw this like big spiky bush in his garden and was like, oh yeah, actually, she'd been for ages wanting me to pull this up, so this is the perfect opportunity. And he told the story like this, that he went upstairs, took off his shirt so he was topless, went outside into the garden and dragged himself through this bush, this thorn bush, till I think he said he cut himself to ribbons. I think that was his phrase. So, to cover up the scratches on his back from his affair, he dragged himself topless through a thorn bush. Break up with your girlfriend. You don't like her. You don't respect her. If you're willing to...
Lauren's just coming and laughing. Like, I'm sorry.
So Charlotte has the showdown with her boyfriend where they finally address the blowjob tug of war.
Yeah.
And she says, actually, I don't think I'll ever like her.
Yeah.
And I understand that it's a deal breaker and fine. She has to respect that.
Yeah, she really doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't have to. Yeah, he doesn't want to accept that she doesn't want to do it.
Also, so they're obviously just not serious.
A fine point of view. But he does.
What does that mean? Does it mean like he's going to get blowjobs from other people?
No, I think he's like, when I envisage my future, it's full of blowjobs. And I would love them. I love it if they were with you. But if they're not with you, we'll get them from somewhere else. Goodbye. And then, yeah, it is because before that, they're having a conversation where he says, you're everything I want in a woman. You're this, you're this, you're this. I've never found this all in one person before. And then she's like, oh, I don't actually like blowjobs. Is that okay?
Yeah, so it's...
Absolutely not. You might be my soulmate, but oh, no.
It's just something like, again, that maybe people would say and they seem like they mean it all. And then it's, yeah, then you realise it's just bullshit.
Yeah, so basically the theme of this episode of our podcast is everything they say is bullshit. And I am drunk and I am recently single and maybe a little bit bitter.
I do really hate men right now.
But everything they say is bullshit. Carrie, to make Boo jealous, goes to a book launch of this guy that she's met through Stanford.
And she goes there from the... like his party,
so she goes to see this guy and she calls Big, which is really rude on the guy.
Yeah, like she's like kind of flaunting this guy just in front of Big and just being like, oh, this guy's got his arms around me, but like I want you to be here instead.
Yeah, so she goes to the bar and uses their landline because that's her only option. So she's on the phone to Big being like, hey, I'm just out at this party, there's a man here, he's right behind me, say hi. And he says hi. And she's like,
hi, Jared.
So he's a hoot, basically. Sorry. So obviously Big's jealous.
He's a big hoot.
And then she's like, well, come meet me then. And they agree to. And then she's like, bye, Jared.
Yeah, she just bails.
Poor Jared.
And then they have isn't it? Like, she meets him
in the park. They just have a bit of a melodramatic meeting in a park at midnight.
She's like, I just want you to stand still with me.
And he doesn't answer. But he doesn't say, I like you, I want to be exclusive.
Yeah, he just doesn't really say anything to her.
He doesn't say anything. Yeah. He gives enough that maybe she's satisfied, yeah. But not so much.
It's enough for her not to like walk away from.
But enough that if she finds out again, that he's dating people.
I do feel like it's a bit of a string along. It's kind of like it's a head foot, which is continuous.
Yes.
So basically, what we learned from this episode is that guys shouldn't push a girl's head down if they want a blowjob. Just fucking say it.
We've learned the takeaways from this are communicate. Communicate in just all aspects. So state your preferences, tell people where you stand, and as we already addressed, don't drink a whole bottle of Prosecco when you've only had toast a day and then record a podcast. That's pretty much it.
That's it, guys.
They're the key takeaways.
But it's been fun because we've been together and it's our first one together.
It has, and it's been wonderful, and I hope that you listen and that you really care about our opinions on oral sex and...
God. Swallowing.
Swallowing.
You don't want fucking people to dance around the subject of fucking just swallowing, do you? You really want the nitty gritty. We've given it to you because you've got a guy's opinion about how they really feel about tasting a girl's pussy juice.
I was literally going to say that we give you a podcast where you hear the word semen, but can we end there?
Okay, bye.
Bye.